Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where yesterday we saw that the Apostle Paul was calling on the Corinthian church to follow him as a child follows their father. He's wanting to be their spiritual mentor, in other words. And you may be wondering, what are the traits of a spiritual mentor? Well, we're going to talk about three traits of a spiritual mentor. And they're simply this: their mission, their model, and their mentality. Spiritual mentors have a mission. It's a family type of mission. In other words, they give biblical truth through familial relationships of respect and love. The first line over verse 14 is very telling, and it's very needed. Paul has just raked the Corinthian church over the coals, so to speak, and it's easy to see how they may tend towards feeling ashamed. Remember, he has just told them that they are acting like they have already arrived, living in the spiritual high ground, while Paul and the rest of the apostles are like the prisoners of war being dragged by chains at the end of a victory parade, being marched into the arena to face execution. They were considered fools by the world, while the Corinthian believers were considered wise by the world's standards. The apostles were seen as weak by the world, poor by the world, while the Corinthians were seen as strong and rich. The apostles were as trash and manure, while the Corinthians seemed to be living high on the hog. And it wasn't necessarily the Corinthians' conditions that Paul was scolding, but their attitude. And so Paul laid the hammer down on them. But now Paul explains why he has acted in the way that he did. He softens his tone in this passage and appeals to them on a deeper level, a family level, and one based on family authority. We can see Paul's heart here when he uses these family-based relationships. You know, I don't think Paul ever talks about having disciples. He always talks in terms of sons and brothers and mothers and fathers or fellow workers. So we see that Paul has some tough words to say to the Corinthians, but at this point, he wants them to understand that his message is rooted in love for them as his children in the faith, and that they need to give him respect like a father deserves. He tells them that they have countless guides in Christ. Well, guides are good things. This is not a demeaning term. Guides are helpful. In those days, this word was used to describe a slave who would have oversight of the master's son. The guide would walk to school with the son, make sure that he didn't get distracted by playing in the creek or in the square. The guy would make sure the boy didn't act up during class. And we have guides today. You can listen to podcasts of different sermons. You can read different books. But a podcast or a book or a conference speaker, those things cannot care for your soul like a father can. Spiritual mentors treat you like family with much love, and it should be reciprocated with respect. Perhaps you have spiritual fathers or mothers in your life who are trying to reach out to you, to speak to you about something going on in your life, and you need to give them the respect that they deserve. They care about you. They want the best for you. They are taking a chance by speaking to you because good spiritual mentors have a biblical mission. When you pray today, please remember Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Yoramba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.